Hello. Today's topic, as we continue through the P's, through our entrepreneur alphabet A to Z, P is for performance, as in performance indicators. And this one, as I was preparing for this one, it's a little bit tricky because performance indicators, you very quickly can fall into financial performance indicators. And those are, of course, important because there's usually money going out when it comes to starting and establishing an entrepreneurship. So why shouldn't financial indicators be one of the most important things that you focus on? However, on the other side, there's other things that are that may be important and maybe in the top two when it comes to being an entrepreneur, because this is the reason why some people pursue being entrepreneurs, is that for them, it's just not about getting a paycheck or making money. Now, that's for some is exactly why they become an entrepreneur, because they see the opportunity to make a lot of money. And that's okay too, either way. But what I want to say here is when it comes to performance indicators, decide what's important to you, because performance indicators often drive actions and the things that you focus on. So you decide first, what are the things that you want to focus on in your entrepreneurship and your entrepreneur endeavors? Is it about the relationships? Is it about giving back to the community? Is it about hiring people and providing jobs? Is it just about just furthering and advocating for something you're passionate about? Is it about market size? Is it about establishing yourself as a guru? So those can also be important and significant reasons why you're pursuing entrepreneurship. But I'm not going to let you lose sight of that. Money plays a role regardless of what your other driving indicators are. So I want to take a moment to talk about financial performance indicators, because sometimes this is something we shy away from. It's easy to feel so passionate about something that you build it and just believe and hope that they will come, the money will come. And in some cases it does, but there also has to be some intentional action and effort to see if it's coming in the way and at the rate you need it to come based on what is going out. So when it comes to key performance indicators, often known as KPIs, here are some of the financial ones to be aware of, and something that on a quarterly basis you need to review with either your financial advisor or bookkeeper to see if you're on track. Number one is the net profit. That is the bottom line, the gross profit margin after you've paid the expenses. The second is your cash availability. How liquid are you if you needed to get your hands on cash? Also, your expenses. Are your expenses going up at an alarming rate versus your income and your profit margin? And just in general, the ratio of money going out and money coming in. Now, can't say enough about, as much as you have your internal KPIs, one of your most important, again, should be in your top three, is your customer focus KPIs. your customer satisfaction, your customer retention, your efficiency per customer, and in general, your reputation. Because sometimes you, at the end of the day, your customers determine your potential. If you have created a product and it's been wildly successful in the first year, and yet your customers aren't returning, you're not retaining your customers, the current scenario may be bright, but your future may be bleak. And that's something that your current performance indicators should help you forecast, predict the future, and to adjust early so that you have continued success. So that's our topic and our word for today, performance and performance indicators. Thanks for listening.